Welcome to Slaking Thirsts, a podcast that's all about bringing the thirst deep within our hearts for love and communion to the heart of Christ, a divine heart, who is seeking our love and communion in return. The hope is that the two thirsts would meet and both thirsts would be slaked.
So friends, today on this feast day of St. Mark the Evangelist, the church gives us in her readings, we get this beautiful reading from 1 Peter, our first pope. John Mark was the traveling companion of Peter. So Mark's gospel has a real Petrine bent to it. Anyway, so this is what we hear. I want to focus on this first reading. I don't think Mark would mind that we're like looking at Peter. Just saying. If, you know. Anyway, here we go. Peter says this. Be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in faith. And the question is, how? That's what I want to ask. How? How to stay sober, how to stay vigilant, how to resist him. Okay, our tradition, our Catholic tradition, we've absolutely been given some extraordinary weapons, some extraordinary prayers, some mighty weapons for spiritual warfare. Think of the St. Michael prayer. I mean, think of the rosary. Think of St. Benedict, the St. Benedict cross, St. Benedict medals, miraculous medals, etc. Other prayers for spiritual warfare, binding and silencing of the enemy. And there are extraordinary means of deliverance against the attacks of the enemy. We've got the full-blown ritual of exorcism, if you happen to need that. No one talked to me after Mass. If you personally need that, I can't help you. But we've got these extraordinary means, but we also have ordinary means. We have ordinary means that St. Peter also gives us. And I want to just focus on this line. He says, clothe yourselves in humility. Clothe yourselves in humility. The way that I've often thought about it, the way that I've often put it, whether in confession or spiritual direction, is that the goal, we should want to stay slippery. We want to stay slippery. What does that mean? That the enemy can grab a hold of us whenever, wherever you don't look like, act like, sound like, love like, live like, resemble Our Lady. She was utterly slippery, if I can put it that way. She was ungraspable by the enemy because she was not only humble, she was humility incarnate. That's what she was. She was entirely clothed in humility, and all of her humanity, it was in the light. Every part of her was in the light. All of her humanity was given over to the Father, and it was wedded to the Spirit. And she was full of grace, as we hear the angels say, which is to say she was full of light. In her there was no darkness. There was no place. There was no place that the enemy could establish a beachhead to advance upon her. It was all in the light, and she was entirely slippery. She knew exactly who she was. She knew that she was but a lowly handmaiden, and she knew that all generations would call her blessed. She knew her lowliness, and she knew her greatness. All of these things came together. She was humility incarnate. And what is humility? It's not thinking less of oneself. It's, you know, it's not, oh, I'm so terrible, woe is me. It's a living out of the truth of who we are. St. Charles Borromeo, he would say, humilitas est veritas. Humility is truth. Humility is truth. What is the truth of me? What is the truth of you? That we are simultaneously so broken, so wounded, so needy, so dependent, so not self-sufficient, and at the same time, so glorious, so beloved, so precious, so powerful in God's love for us. Holding these two together is the truth of who we are. Like, we clothe ourselves in humility by bathing in, by soaking in, by living in and out of the truth of who we are. And we receive the truth of who we are every time we go to confession, because we expose the truth of what we carry, what we've done, what we fail to do. We bring all of ourselves into the light, and in return, the Lord just bombards us with the unbelievable love of his mercy. We are meant to receive the truth of who we are in confession. We are meant to receive the truth of who we are in prayer as well. Right? To know the truth of yourself, you must always hold the hand of mercy, which looks at you both as you are and also as he's making you. I was thinking of St. John Paul II, his address to World Youth Day, when he said to them, "You are not the sum of your faults and failures, your past. Because you are the sum of the Father's love for you, your present, and your real capacity to reveal his love in the world. That's your future." Right? The Father's love looks at us in a different way. When we expose ourselves to that, that's how we stay slippery again. I don't know if that analogy is landing for anybody. I'm just still going with it, though. 8 o'clock in the morning, we're talking about being slippery. Are you with me? Give me some of this if you're with me. All right, fine. You stay slippery to the enemy by allowing yourself over and over and over and over again to receive the truth of yourself, to let the light in, to live in the light. Or as we sing in that one hymn, to look full in his wonderful face. To look full in his wonderful face. To let his love lead us to repentance. It's not so much our revulsion at ourselves that should lead us to repentance. It should be his love for us, his love upon us, that leads us to repentance. His delight in you. And friends, I think if we do that, we will resist him by clothing ourselves in humility. Being slippery. Amen.